Logan Taylor and Dante Hampton are the creators of Why Be Normal, an organization that provides support for troubled and underprivileged youth. The Chattanooga natives formed Why Be Normal, that's with a letter Y, a letter B, and a question mark after the word normal, after back-to-back shootings 5 years ago. Logan and Dante have brought Why Be Normal to schools here in Hamilton County and across the country, hosting motivational events and sharing curriculum. They stop by Scenic Roots. Logan, Dante, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Tell me more about Why Be Normal.
Why Be Normal, we actually started in 2015. We became legal in January of 2016. But Why Be Normal, who we are, what we do, we help economically disadvantaged at-risk youth. We help them overcome obstacles through empowerment speaking, curriculum development, mentoring and coaching, and community outreach once a month.
And this is right here in Chattanooga.
Absolutely. We are based out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, me and my partner, Dante Hampton.
How did you come up with the idea for this?
How everything transpired and how I came up with this name was that I was on family vacation in Florida. At the time was my girlfriend, now my wife. We were on family vacation, and I remember somewhere between like June and July in a week, we had somewhere between like 15 to 20, no more than 25 shootings. And that's massive compared to bigger cities like New York, Chicago, Florida, Texas, California, things like that. Like, that's massive considering that we're a mid-major city. And so for me, within, I want to say, an hour, no more than 2 hours, I got over 40 phone calls about people passing away, somebody being shot, or something happening here in the city. So for me, I felt like that was a cry out for help. And I told my wife, I want to do something. I want to give back. I want to empower the next generation. I want to empower this city. And so she asked me the what, the when, the how, the why, you know, all of those questions that a person would ask you to see if you're serious or not. And so when she asked me those questions, I was just spitting them off like quick fire, boom, 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 boom. She asked me right before we got to our hotel, we were at a stoplight, and she said, Logan, what do you want to name it? And I sat right there because we were at a stoplight. And I was just in my thinking of names and things of that nature. And she said, what do you want to name it? And I sat right there and the light turned green. Well, you know, when you're at a stoplight, if you don't go fast enough, if there's somebody behind you, they're going to blow the horn. And so what happened was that there was a person that was behind us and they blew the horn and it broke my train of thought. And I told her, I looked at her and I said, why be normal? And then we pulled off into the hotel. That's how I came up with the name.
And that's the letter Y, the letter B, normal.
Absolutely. So I didn't want to spell it W-H-Y-B-E. When I had it placed on a shirt, it didn't look right. And then I also thought of, from a standpoint of, how can I make this a conversation piece? Because if you see somebody with a Why Be Normal shirt, of course, you may crack a joke and say, hey, you know, why be normal? I don't believe in being normal, you know, things of that nature. Or somebody say, well, what is Why Be Normal? Well, it's funny that you asked. I'm glad that you asked what that is. Here's a local organization here in the city. This is some of the things that we do. These are some of the things that we have going on. And this is our strategic plan and what we want to do for the future and for this city.
And Dante, tell us more about how you got involved in all this.
So I got involved. I had just finished up playing at UTC. I had graduated in 2013, and I was coming off a knee surgery. And so around that time, I was trying to decide if I was going to go play pro overseas or anything like that. And I got a call to go play overseas, but I wasn't ready. My body wasn't ready. So around that time, I was in the community. I was training. I was coaching. I was literally shuttling kids back and forth to rec centers every Saturday, just trying to help my younger brother, his friends, and various kids in the community as far as getting around town. He posted something about Why Be Normal, and we sat down, and I literally had probably about 4 months ago, I had just spoke at a conference at UTK for Brenda Lawson, and they was talking about how they donated money to the practice facility that UTC has right now. And they did a big story on it. I was featured in the story, and I had to speak in front of 20,000 people. And so that really ignited me to want to be more impactful. And I seen what he was doing, and we linked up. And I started out as an empowerment speaker, going around telling my story. And as things happened, I just continued to go up the ladder. People felt they didn't want to be a part anymore. We had just a few conversations, and eventually I became CEO.
And describe a bit more what you all do in the community.
I mean, you see it.
You can see it anywhere.
You can see it anywhere. You can see it on social media. You can walk the neighborhoods and see kids wearing T-shirts. You can go into a school and see what we're doing. You can ask, you know, some of the political people here in the community, you know, hey, what is this and what's going on? And, you know, they'll tell you who we are and what's going on. And we do a lot inside of the schools with our curriculum development program, as well as we do the speaking part. So we do assemblies at different schools, not just here locally, but nationally. And so doing that here locally, like you were asking, you know, where can people see it at? It's all over in the community. It isn't just a specific community that we're channeling. It's the complete city of Chattanooga. We have kids at Ottawa that have, you know, YB Normal shirts, but we also got kids at Howard out in the Alton Park community that have shirts. You know, we got kids out in East Ridge that have shirts. We got kids out in Red Bank that have shirts. And so for us, it's just simply just doing the work, laying the foundation down and helping people, especially this next generation, helping them be able to change the lineage for them and then the people behind them.
You mentioned curriculum development. Talk to me more about that.
So our curriculum development, we created three curriculums. Me and Dante came up with them. They're wrapped around social and emotional learning. We teach soft skills, life skills, effective communication, verbal and nonverbal, self-esteem, entrepreneurship. There's a plethora of things that we touch on. And, you know, we have the data proving that, hey, look, YB Normal Curriculum Development Program, it works. This is how it works. This is what we do. Here's where we've made the changes. And this is where people that have came through our curriculum, hey, here's the data and here's what we've done and here's what has transpired and the things of that nature. And of course, you know, Dante can go into more detail about it.
So specifically, one is called 2190, and that's more so geared to middle school and high school. And that's basically take 21 days to create a lifestyle. And I'll say, or just say 21 days to build a habit, 90 days to change your lifestyle. And that's pretty much where you're focusing on your talents and you're focusing on characteristics that you have about yourself and you exemplifying those. If I'm good with my hands, what does that look like as a middle schooler? If I'm good with my hands as a high schooler, what does that look like? How can I get a side job? Maybe I'm changing oil, you know, maybe I'm washing cars. What does that look like? If I'm an artist, what can I do to generate revenue for my family? How does that make me feel? Does that boost my self-esteem? So that's what you're dealing with the 2190. Then we have I See You, which is more so for elementary, but it can be with middle school. And that deals with more so self-esteem, public speaking, emotional and social learning. But it's also more so as a 5-year-old, as an 8-year-old, what does that look like for me? How do I feel learning to effectively communicate to an adult by being respectful? Or if I'm having a bad day, how can I explain that as a 6-year-old?
What's something that you've learned over the past few years in doing this?
I've learned a lot because we literally started this from ground zero. And so what I've learned is, you know, being consistent, not making it about yourself, and then also making sure that you are who you say you are. Because people, especially kids, like, kids, they won't lie. And so if they not feeling you or if they don't like it, like, they will tell you, hey, I'm not feeling this, I'm not liking this. And they won't say it like that, but they'll tell you, like, I don't like this. We haven't ran into that hiccup yet. Thank the man above that we haven't. However, I just believe that if we want to see change, then we got to be the change. And so, you know, for us, it's like, there's so many lessons that we've learned, like people quitting on us, people flaking on us and giving us the cold shoulder because we could have gave up then when people were saying, no, we knocking on the door and you not answering, or you not giving us an opportunity, but you say you want people out here that are doing things in the community or doing things in the schools and things of that nature, but you don't want to give people opportunities. And so for us, it was like, okay, well, you're not going to give me an opportunity, then you know what? I'm going to build my own foundation and I'm going to build my own house, and this is what it's going to look like. And eventually, you're going to give me an opportunity because you're not going to have any choice because there's nobody doing what we're doing.
I think for me, what I've learned is take what's given and just roll with it. A lot of times when you get in this field, people try and have a perception for you or they try and put you in a box. And for us, it's literally just been about whatever we want to do, we're going to do it, and you're not going to stop it. And however you throw it at us, whatever roadblock you put up, and we're okay with that. Now, how we get around that roadblock, we'll get around it, but it's not about that. And I think that's what makes it more unique, and I think that's what makes YB Normal special, is we've not had roadblocks the whole time. And we literally figured it out from the very beginning, from all the way down to literally getting a 501c3.
How do you keep everything in balance while you're figuring things out for Why Be Normal and doing what you do? You have lives, you have families, you have your passion, you have your mission, but you have to keep all that in balance. That's got to be tough.
It's funny you say that, because we literally are releasing a book here soon called 100 Ways of Why Be Normal. And it will literally basically break down how Why Be Normal is and what it looks like. What does it look like on a day-to-day basis? What does it look like on a global scale? And it talks about the struggles of how we came about. And that's what makes it unique, is when people see Why Be Normal, they might think it's him. They might think it's me. It could be someone else. But it's really, it gives you a feel that Why Be Normal is global. It's the feel. Why Be Normal could be whatever you want it to be. And it's literally a breakdown of almost like struggle. For anybody who done struggle, anybody who done overcame adversity, you are Why Be Normal.
So the event that we have coming up is a community outreach event that we've been doing for the past 4 years. This is something that's near and very, very dear. Like, I can't stress it enough. Something very, very dear to me and Dante, called Cut the Hate and Share the Love. We partner with local barbers and stylists in the community, and they give them haircuts. They style their hair, and that's adults, that's kids. We do a hot meal. They get a hot meal. They get gently worn shoes and clothes. And then what we've added on top of that with extra components is that, you know, we'll bring a person in that has Medicare, Medicaid to help people get insurance, because some people may not have Medicare, Medicaid, or they may not have the ability to get insurance. So we'll do that. We're bringing in a mental health piece this year, as well as we're bringing in the American Job Center. We have a partnership with the American Job Center in the state. And so what we're doing is helping people, like I said, not just giving back to the community, but we're trying to empower people, because there's people right now that, hey, you may be having a tough time getting a job. You may not know where to look. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, why not meet people where they're at? And so this community outreach event, nobody will be turned away. I cannot stress that enough. Nobody will be turned away, no matter what it is. And then we're adding extra components as well, where we'll have Simple coming in. Simple will come in and they will be doing different STD testing, HIV testing, and things of that nature. And then giving information out, letting you know what's going on here in the community, to be able to, again, empower people, because that's what it's about.
When and where is this event, and where can people go online for more information about everything that Why Be Normal does?
So the event is March 8th, which is on a Sunday. It's right here at the Kingdom Center at 7030 East MLK from 2 to 5. Again, it's March 8th, 2 to 5 p.m., 7030 East MLK is the Kingdom Center. It's right behind the Urban League. If you know where Uncle Larry's Fish is, shout out to Uncle Larry's Fish. Amazing. But it is right behind the Urban League. And so it's that building right there with the fence around it. Come on in and get your haircut, get your hot meal, and get you some clothes, and let's change your life.
All right. Logan, Dante, thanks so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
No problem. Thank you.
Really, really grateful for the opportunity, Ray. Like, we really appreciate this, you know, more than you ever know, more than you realize, whatever the case may be. Because for us, at the end of the day, it's about empowering people.